Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Is the latest feathered dinosaur actually a secondarily flightless bird? This is Casey Luskin, and I'm with the ID the Future podcast, investigating recent fossil finds which claim to have found feathered dinosaur fossils. We've all heard in the media talk about feathered dinosaurs that sound like they might actually provide good evidence for Darwinian evolution. But are they really what the media is reporting them to be? MSNBC in particular recently had an article titled, quote, "Fine Feathered Dino Sported Bizarre Bird Tail," unquote, reporting on the find of a new, quote, "pigeon-sized dinosaur that lived more than 100 million years ago that sported four ribbon-like tail feathers," unquote. Original paper, published in Nature, had an author that stated in the MSNBC article, quote, "Although this dinosaur cannot be the direct ancestor of birds, it is one of the dinosaurs that have the closest phylogenetic relationships to birds," unquote. The article also contains other quotes from typical Darwinist rhetoric, like, "This find confirms the link between dinosaurs and birds." But are other interpretations possible? Unreported in the media is the fact that this paper contains language directly hinting that the fossil find could also be, quote, "interpreted as secondarily flightless," unquote. In other words, this fossil may not have been a feathered dinosaur at all, but instead was a bird that lost its ability to fly while retaining feathers. There are many well-known modern-day examples of such secondarily flightless birds, like the well-known ostrich. In fact, what the media never tells us is that similar interpretations have already been made for other alleged feathered dinosaurs. In particular, some allegedly feathered dinos, like Caudipteryx and Protoarchaeopteryx, have come under close scrutiny for not being feathered dinosaurs at all, but instead being secondarily flightless birds. Bird evolution expert Alan Fettuccia writes in his Yale University Press book, The Origin and Evolution of Birds, that, quote, "Caudipteryx and Protoarchaeopteryx, in fact, are replete with features of secondarily flightless Mesozoic saurine birds," unquote. Likewise, a Nature paper from 2000, co-authored by five scientists, suggested that, quote, "Caudipteryx was a secondarily flightless post-Archaeopteryx cursorial bird," unquote, because it is, quote, "a striking coincidence that the only unambiguously feathered theropod was also the only theropod known to have likely utilized locomotory mechanisms identical to those of cursorial birds," unquote. Fettuccia goes on to say, quote, "Given the now substantial evidence that certain taxa once thought to be dinosaurs, e.g. Caudipteryx, Protoarchaeopteryx, and Oviraptorosauria, are most likely secondarily flightless birds, and the new hypothesis that certain dinosaurs were secondarily flightless descendants of Mesozoic birds, we must now consider the possibility that there may have been a number of radiations of secondarily flightless Mesozoic birds that evolved morphologies quite similar to theropod dinosaurs," unquote. It seems that the feathered dino interpretation may be driven by an attempt to fit these fossils to the standard evolutionary paradigm, not the data. Unfortunately, the view that these fossils are not feathered dinos, but are rather secondarily flightless birds, is a possibility that is not being communicated to the public in the media. So next time you hear about a feathered dinosaur in the media, stop to ask if there might be other interpretations that are possible. I'm Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.